Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Ward here. What is going on? Now, we're seeing a lot of interesting action in the markets, but what we're really seeing is that the markets themselves are not ready to go down. And I think this is something that you have to take good note of and good look at and say, I understand. This is something that goes back to the footprint of the market, that when you look at markets in general, okay, you see that the markets themselves, although we've had opportunities to go down, they have not gone down yet with any force, because what are we missing? Well, we're missing overall market volatility. And without the volatility, you are not going to have a major sell-off. It's as simple as that markets are waiting for a reaction from outside. And until those numbers show up and until we see some sellers show up, the buyers are still completely in control of the market. We're seeing this in many, many different areas of the markets. But if we start off with the Dow and the S&P, when the VIX refuses to rally, okay, and it continues to hover near lows, and of course we are in the worst or the slowest volatility period in the history of the market, you will continue to see a market that will not necessarily run lower, because every time we see a little bit of a dip, the buyers step back in and continue to buy. So the markets themselves are at a point now that they're not ready to start to see any major selling, because at the end of the day, you have a buyer stepping in at every sell-off opportunity. So we are still seeing the dip buyers. Now, the one thing to look at from a technical standpoint is that we are seeing some lower highs show up. But the lower highs eventually might lead to the selling. But until the markets start to see some energy as they go down, we are continually going to see the same thing. Now, we've seen this pretty much across the board in many of the stocks. We've seen it in many of the agricultural spaces. I mean, if you take a look at the cattle and the hog markets, the buyers are firmly in control there. They cannot get the sellers to commit and to take the markets lower. Now, again, we're not saying that they have to go down. What we're really saying is that the pattern that we watch, the way that markets work, are showing us that the markets are not in the direction yet to take it to the next step lower. And this is always something to watch as you get ready to prepare for the next footprint. This is part of a footprint in the market that does show you that the overall opinion, the overall money flow is still biased to the upside. Now, again, that can change. It can change at a moment's notice. But for now, you have to respect and say, hey, okay, I get it. I'm not going to get massively short here. I'm not going to try to outsmart or outguess the market, because, again, those of us who do typically find out that we get it stuck up our yin yang, because at the end of the day, the markets are going to do their thing. And if you remember, you heard the statement of they are always going to take control. They are the ones that run the markets, and really they is money. Okay. So we can't expect anything major to take place yet. Very similar to, you know, crude oil as well. Excuse me. The sellers want to take over, but they're not ready to do that yet. They're not ready to take it over yet. So what you're going to continue to see is this kind of gyration around the overall market. And at some point, they're getting closer, they're indicating. But if you've watched each and every day, we've seen moderate opens followed by some selling. And then late in the day, what happens is the buyers step back in and begin to buy. And until that changes, and again, these are just patterns that repeat over and over again. It's the same as if we were in a sell-off, and you know, you would see the buyers try to step in and push it, and then the sellers would come and bang it down. And again, it's a pretty much of a mathematical formula. It's pretty much of an automatic. And you know, until there is a change, okay, and that change will be in direction. Again, we're starting to see it now, but we're now seeing the Dow and the S&P at key support levels. And of course, they will stay there until, and when the until stops, we will then potentially see a market getting ready to move to the next level. And but there is no reason to say that we're not, there is not the chance or the possibility of a rally, because now we could see a breakout to the upside. You know, we've been consolidating now for about 3 to 4 weeks after the initial burst of the rally, and certainly it would not be of an extreme shock to see markets break out higher and break out to the upside. Okay, now again, I don't think that will happen, but I'm certainly not going to predict it. And one of the things we have to learn is that the markets continue to send you a signal, and that signal is very clear right now. Okay, that every sell-off is met by buyers. And until buyers, okay, stop buying, the markets are not going to get that big down move. And the big down move will come when volatility starts to creep higher. And in recent history, volatility hasn't gone anywhere. So you have to continue to be patient, waiting on the sidelines, waiting for opportunity, because at the end of the day, the market is always right. And right now the market says that it still wants to at least hang here, if not try to go higher. So keep that in mind when you try to get aggressive, because right here on the Bubba Show, we try to keep you in the loop and in tune. And when you miss one of our shows, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm. That is the only station you need to go to. We've got content 24 hours a day and are always trying to help you make things better, as well as if you go to bubbatrading.com, we continue to build and offer new classes and make sure that we are educating you on how to make yourself a better trader, a better investor, because at the end of the day, it always comes down to money. So this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to step out of here for a break and remind you to make sure that you keep your eye on the ball. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We're going to come right back to you and go over some of the great things that our current sitting president has done. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz will be right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz hanging out with you. And of course, tomorrow, the big inauguration, the hopefully peaceful transfer of power will take place. And, you know, I got to tell you, that it's been just a tragedy to watch what's going on in this thing. But before we get to the whole big deal there, let's go back over and look at some of the legacy that our current sitting president is so worried and trying to preserve. And the first thing we would look at is, well, what has he done, and has the economy improved? And the answer to that is, in my opinion, no. Okay. He has destroyed more jobs than he has created, although he will tell you that he has created 10 million jobs. He has caused more damage to more industry than anybody else. But I think some of the bigger things to look at, and I think this is something that needs to be reminded of. You know, everybody is complaining about the number of business people that Trump is putting in his cabinet. And, you know, I think that, of course, the America is a big corporation and needs to be run like that. And I think that's what Donald Trump is trying to do. He is trying to run it like a big business, and which is why he's bringing in the best of the best, and who are getting grilled on the Hill like unbelievable. I mean, you know, of course, it's Elizabeth Warren is such a jackass anyways. They don't like people who have money. You know, and of course, most of them have money, and most of them are career politicians or career dopes. And I think that that's what we have to look forward to. But overall, the president's cabinet is going to be hugely represented by business. But of course, Mr. Obama's cabinet set records as having the lowest number of business people in his cabinet of any president in the history of the United States. 7% of his cabinet was business people, which shows you why we are in a lot of the problems that we are in today, because people that don't know business, people that only know theory, don't know how to fix things up. So that would be number one legacy to remember, that we had a country that you just continued to manufacture nothing and create more debt. You know, that's easy to do. We could all do that. Okay, just give us the opportunity to create more debt and we'll get there. Now, as he's coming to the end of his presidency, he has now set on yet another record, which is how many pardons he's giving out, how many sentences he's commuting, and of course, the latest with the man who is now a woman and are working their way, and who revealed many, many, many secrets, almost as espionage, and where there's people in jail that have done a lot less, but here we are. And of course, in his own beautiful way, he always has the justification of why we do these things. And I think that is a sad state. I think that, you know, it's a, you know, not a criminal offense, obviously, but I think that, you know, when we look and we watch and we see that it's not the way that things should be, I think that when you're looking at the entire setup and all the people that he's going to let go, and he's still got a day to give out more. All right, and these pardons, I mean, you know, is he gonna, you know, let Al Sharpton off the hook for all the money that he owes the government? You know, is he gonna pardon Hillary Clinton from any issues, thinking that it may be? And I don't understand where he thinks that this is going to enhance his legacy. I think that this is being more damning to his legacy, as he continues to let things happen that really should not happen. And I don't think, if you voted on it, you know, I don't think one person would vote for many of the pardons that he has given out. And you know, it's amazing how they buy favoritism, and why some who've done some pretty serious damage. I mean, there is not one general or one army branch or, you know, military executive that is happy about letting out the soldier that you know, leaked and gave out, you know, all of these you know, secrets. And you know, it's certainly a situation that, you know, nobody is happy with. But of course, you know, the all reaching power of our president, it doesn't matter. He can do what he wants. And that, I think, is, you know, again, I don't have a problem in general. I just don't like the selection process and how they decide, you know, what they're going to do and who they're going to let out and why they're going to let out things. Now, you know, of course, you know, we have to, you know, again, abide by it. And you know, that's the deal. But certainly, I think that if you look back at the legacy here, it isn't going to go down as a very big, very big good thing. I mean, somebody who kowtowed to foreign powers, somebody who tried to get Netanyahu out of Israel, somebody who really showed, I think, a lot of disdain and a lot of hatred for Israel. I think that you're looking at a president that has not endeared himself to many. Of course, you know, the voters who voted for him are still, you know, wildly and madly in love. But of course, many of them are either the very wealthy or the very poor that are being benefited by many of the programs that he has created. And if you know, again, if you like where we are in the economy, then he's your guy. But if you like where you are in the economy, you haven't really been paying much attention. You haven't been paying attention to the amount of jobs that we have lost. You haven't been paying attention to the amount of problems that are in this country. You haven't been paying attention to the all of the movements that are more revolutionary, and not revolutionary in good, but in creating a lot of murders and a lot of killing and a lot of attacks on police. You know, you are seeing more of a revolt, not revolutionary. And I think these are things that when you look back at this administration, I mean, I do believe that this administration will go down as one of the worst in history. Because, in my opinion, it is done about the least in history. And I think that you have too many issues that have been created by our current president. And, you know, that, I think, shows you how bad the problems actually are. And, again, whether you be a Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. I think we all want the same thing, and we want to have a great America, and I think this is where many of the problems start to fall. So, you know, again, record setting, but in my eyes, not a very good record to own. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, we want to remind you to go to libertytalk.fm every time you want to download The Bubba Show, and as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, bubbatrading.com. We do a lot of great writing there for you. We've got a lot of great experts that contribute. Also creating many, many great educational programs to help you be better and make yourself more money. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out of here for a break, and we're going to come back with Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio, as well as RFD-TV. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, stepping out here for a break and coming right back to you. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're going to go talk a little livestock and agricultural markets with our good friend over at RFD TV, our buddy Marlon Bowling, and of course that's Rural Radio and RFD TV, and we're going to talk about what I see coming up in the grain markets in the next couple of weeks. And this was done this morning on Rural Rally Radio. So let's go over to Marlon right now and see what we've got to say there.
It's BubbaTrading.com in Chicago. Good morning, Mr. Bubba. How are you?
Good morning, Marlon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hope you are. And in the Windy City there, as we look at the start of the grain trade here, a little bit of a mixed bag of tricks here overnight. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think we expected a little bit of a mixed bag. I mean, we're at really key levels. You know, if we look at corn, 365 is a monster level on whether or not we're going to break out to the upside or we're going to come back and refill back down. And my guess is we'll probably come back down a little bit, but I do expect 365 to break out, and I expect to run up to my next target, which would be like 380, 385. So that I expect to be part of it. I think that wheat, you know, just under 430, but this area right here is very key. And as long as we can maintain them above 425, I think we continue to work our way higher. And soybeans, a nice 8% move over the last, basically last week, but, you know, we had a holiday in between. I think that here is an area you should expect to see a little bit of a pullback and probably back to that low of about 1040. And then we'll try to make another crack at breaking out to the upside. But I think we're right here now at a very, very key level. And I do not think we're going to break out from here. I think there's going to be a little bit of selling and build up a little bit more energy to break them out the next time we get up through here.
Yeah, I'm looking at a March corn chart here, and it looks like we had a high on October 20th of 369. So it looks like that may be one short part of resistance right there. Not very far away at all. It could actually reach that today easily, couldn't it?
No, it could reach it anytime. I mean, again, I think what you're going to see is we've had, you know, pretty good action. I mean, you know, corn has been relatively strong. I mean, the weak sister lately had been, you know, beans until, you know, last week's report, and then we pushed higher. And I think caught a lot of shorts there banking on it because, you know, there was a lot of calls for, you know, $7 beans, $6 beans. And, of course, obviously, we're not there now. Now we're doubling those up. And I think that, you know, to get there would be easily done if we get some buyers here. I don't know that we'll see a ton more buying here. I think we've had a pretty good buy and a pretty good push up, you know, over the last couple of weeks. And they've been very steady since they made their lows. And I would expect to see a little bit of profit taking. But I mean, it doesn't mean that we cannot get there. But I would expect first to see some profit taking coming here.
It's back with us here on the line right now. And Todd, thanks for coming back so quickly there. We were talking about this grain trade here. And I wanted to ask you about all this talk that we have heard about the flooding going on in Argentina, maybe damaging upwards of, what, a couple million acres or something, according to some talk anyway. But then there's some areas where they didn't get any rain at all. But I guess I take that with a little bit of a grain of salt here, because you always get what they call alarmist warnings like that. And then, you know, it's hard to rally a market long term on wet weather concerns.
Well, and that's exactly correct. And of course, Marlon, when you look at it, and again, this is where I always say, watch the money flow, watch the price action. Now, if there was what we would consider significant damage, which would benefit, you know, our crops here, our price movement would be a lot more dramatic to the upside. You would see a much bigger push forward. And, you know, we've seen, like I said, a beautiful move. You know, we made a nice rounding bottom in between 345 and 350. And now, you know, and then again at 355. And now we're pushing up again. I would expect this to maintain pretty much the same type of pattern. We're not getting a straight up panic move or a excitement move where everybody's trying to jump in. You know, if you go back and look back right before July 4th weekend, when we thought we were going to have that hot, dry weather and it was going to be a weather issue on the dry side, we had the big push up straight up, and then, of course, we came straight down. Here you're just seeing steady buyers moving in, saying that, hey, maybe there might be some problems there. But overall, there's not any panic or urgency to have to push these prices higher. And I think that's what you want to pay attention to, is the real money flow. And the money flow is saying, hey, we look good. The markets are moving nicely, but there is no reason that we should expect anything more than what we're getting right now.
Is it early enough in the growing season there in Argentina where if they did have flooded conditions and they lost part of their crop, is it too late to do any replanting?
You know, I don't really know. I don't think so. I think that they'll be able to get something done. You know, there's especially in today's world with high technology and a lot fancier ways to do things. So I don't think it would be that crisis yet. And again, that would show up in the pricing here. If we were at a crisis and there was going to be shortages, I think you would see the prices going straight up here, and we're not seeing that action, which tells me that the issues are not that deep there.
Quickly, I wanted to get your thoughts on this cattle market yesterday that had a divergent trade. We had live cattle going one way, feeder cattle going the other way. Does that concern you, and why did it do that?
You know, I think what you're seeing here is, I think we're seeing very much what I would call topping action in the cattle here for now. I think that we've gotten a little bit away from ourselves. I think we're overpricing the markets and the expectations. I look for some selling. I thought that the close was actually very strange, though, because we started to cut loose and go lower on fat cattle, and then all of a sudden, before you knew it, they had turned around and rallied back like a dollar within the last couple of minutes. I think that was a little bit of a panic buy and a little bit of some short covering. I think they're starting to trap some more of these shorts up here, and I think now you're going to start to see some real movement, which I think will be to the downside first, although longer term, I'm very positive and very bullish in this market.
Okay, well, thanks, Todd, for all the comments on the markets this morning. Appreciate that very much. Todd, Bubba Horowitz has a terrific website. It's just bubbatrading.com. Look it up and give him a call. He'll be glad to talk with you one-on-one about your market strategy. We'll be back with more Commodity Wrap when we return right after.
And of course, that was us, me with Marlon Bowling. Had a little technical glitch, but got through. And of course, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing today markets a little bit softer. You know, I don't see any great shakes. I think you want to continue to look to be selling on the short side here as a trader. I think farmers and producers, you can look for higher prices. I'm certainly saying that you should be hedging and locking up some prices up here. I don't think that you're going to have much of a reason to not have a little bit of a sell-off here. I think you're starting to see it in the markets that they are getting a little bit toppy and probably a little bit less to be overly excited about. So I would can certainly look for some potential pullback. And then especially in the meats, I think certainly there you're going to see also a spot and some pullback here. You know, you have to remember that they don't typically go straight up, and we've had just some unbelievable moves in the meats. And if we look at the live cattle, since we made the low, we basically come up almost 20%, 23%. And at some point, unless there's something going on that we don't know about yet, the buyers are going to have to step by. And is what you've noticed is with every subsequent buying day, you've seen a market that has created some lower volume, which is never something that is good. And that goes for the same in the feeders as well. We've had, just a dramatic rally. And I think those are things that you want to look at. And when you look at the hog markets, I mean, yesterday's close was really interesting with the way they came down late and then actually spiked right back up, only to close down a little bit. But again, the whole space is probably a little bit overdone. the whole space is probably looking for an area to sell off. And this is one of the things that, you know, in any market and in general, you know, markets don't announce themselves as to what their intentions are. And this is where all of a sudden some sellers will start to show, because they can now see that the buyers are running out of steam. And when we start to run out of steam, what we're really seeing is that that's going to open the door for some selling pressure. And I think that will be, you know, what we can expect, and what you'll be looking for is some potential selling to start to show up here. Because again, you have to have some two-way trade, because there is no necessity for markets to continue to go straight up. And that is really what we've seen, and we have not been able to see any really sell-offs. And that becomes a concern, because that is not done on true, you know, fundamental buying. And the technicals are showing that we should start to struggle here a little bit. So again, longer term, love the market. And, you know, producers and farmers, I wouldn't worry. I would just hedge and make sure that I have my protections in place. But from a trading standpoint, I think you definitely have the opportunity to make more cash on the downside of these markets. And I think that's the important thing to start to watch as we start to see some of these commodities spike up. And again, if there isn't any trouble in Argentina, why aren't the markets spiking more? That's what you have to think about as we get ready to step out the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and make sure that you go to LibertyTalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends, as well as, you know, check out BubbaTrading.com. As Marlon said, I mean, you know, we offer a great program to help farmers and producers, investors and alike, better ways to do things and better ways to put more dough in your pocket. We are going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show, coming right back after the break. The whole election, and with all of the protesting and all of the BS that has been out there from all of our wonderful stars, the Whoopi Goldbergs, Meryl Streeps of the world, and but now we're getting into even more serious territory of bad things that are happening, and you know, we've got the inauguration tomorrow, okay, and. Yeah, already, I don't know, 65 or 70 of the Democrats are not coming to the inauguration. And I think that's more of a slap in the face to America, not to Donald Trump. I think this is just showing how idiotic and how dumb that the people are when it comes to this. This is, again, the willingness to sacrifice the potential of rebuilding and changing America for the better, and having a bunch of idiots. I mean, did we ever expect that all these people would just say, well, I'm going to take my bat and ball and go home? I mean, where is it that we would expect to see so much stupidity by people that are supposed to be taking care of our country, us as Americans? Okay, we are entitled, and we deserve better. And I don't care what side you're on, to not show up to respect the office. Okay, again, Donald Trump was voted in fair and square. Okay, Donald Trump is going to be the president of the United States. Now, if you want the United States to fail, then you should get the hell out of this country, because who wants you? But for congressmen and senators and other big people in the party to not show up to the inauguration and not show respect to the office. Again, I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not, okay? But it's the office. It's just like I had to respect President Obama. I didn't like him. I didn't like what he did. But I did not dismiss the fact that he was the president and the leader of the free world. And when you take a part of the political system and some of these parties and some of these guys, and they decide that they're not going to show up because they're bigger than the election and their cause is bigger, they're just telling you that they don't care about you. They don't care about America. They just care about themselves and trying to make a statement. And if you don't think that's correct, well, I think you should think again, okay? Because it does absolutely no good to protest and not show up to the biggest event that happens every 4 years, which is the inauguration of the office, okay? Again, you don't have to like the president, okay? There's nobody telling you that you have to like who's in office, but you have to or should respect the office. And I think that that's a shame that that our leaders have no respect. I think it's a shame that we continue to see these people continue to try to take shots at the president, at the office, and not allow the system to work. You know, if we continue like this, we are going to create, of course, our own problems. And this is where America has gone wrong, okay? Because we all know and we've all met and been involved in situations, okay, that we might not have liked who was leading. But does that mean that you want to create failure, okay? Does that mean that we want to now fail as a country, okay, because we don't like the person in charge who we've not even given a legitimate chance to prove? Now, you can talk about how, you know, what a bad guy Donald Trump is, if that's what you think, but you have not given him a chance to run the office. Okay, you always have the ability to vote him out in 4 years, and yet here we are, okay, watching many adults that are acting like children that are basically want to take their bat and ball and go home. Now, again, to me, that is stupidity at its nth degree, and to me, I find it embarrassing. I think other countries in the world are laughing that our president is not getting any respect for anything. Now, you can, again, you can take away whatever you want, but somehow the man got enough votes. Somehow he beat 16 Republicans to get to that office. So you're going to have, and of course, our great president, the one in office now, had every chance to kind of help pump that up and kind of change things when he did his last press conference. And of course, he basically avoided and evaded the question. And me, I say that's pretty childish, okay? You know, you can say what you want about many of the programs, but at the end of the day, okay, you have to respect the effort, okay? You know, you want to talk about Obamacare, where nobody's really insured, and you know, and where you get deductibles that, you know, it take, you know, another job just to pay the deductibles if you have to use it. You want to talk about some of the other policies. You want to talk about the lack of growth that we have experienced over time. So here you have an opportunity for a fresh start and a new change. Okay, and we allow and we have this type of setup, and none of the leaders step up. And, you know, even trying to get the entertainers, you know, Hudson gets some death threats about performing there. I mean, are you really kidding me? That are we in the dark ages? Okay. I mean, again, this is what the country is all about. That's what free markets and free freedom is about, is the abilities to do and experience different things. And if people get voted in, they get voted in. What's wrong with that? Why are we acting like babies? Okay. So, you know, tomorrow, you know, think about it when the inauguration is going on and say, hey, look, I know there's not everybody who doesn't like Donald Trump. And I'm not saying he's going to be great either. I think he's got a good shot though. But again, this goes back to what I said before the election. I don't care who you vote for. Just vote. Okay? Get your ass off the couch and go vote for somebody. I don't care who it is. And now I'm telling you that have some respect for the office of the President of the United States. Show the rest of the world that we're a proud country and we can get through and deal with somebody even if we don't like who it is. Because that's the American way. The American way is accepting the challenge of what you have. So wouldn't it behoove everybody to say, okay, we want to make America better, okay, and we want to build things up. We don't like who the leader is right now, but we're willing to work with that leader so that we can make things better for everybody, okay? Because isn't it really about building for the future? Isn't it really about taking care of our families, our relatives, our children, our friends, and later on your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the memories? Do you want it really to go down that you were the jackass that, you know, couldn't accept that President Donald Trump won the election in the year 2016, okay, and starting president in 2017? I mean, again, I don't know. I think it's kind of silly. But what the hell? This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of every single show, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, that will do it for today. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Inauguration Day. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Be healthy. Be happy. And be back tomorrow. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you later right here tomorrow on The Bubba Show. Good night, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.